GSF News Break。
各位听众您好，现在是 CJSF 新闻时间。
Chinese agent pleads guilty to operating secret police station in New York. A New York man has admitted to acting as an illegal Chinese agent by operating a secret police station for Beijing in Manhattan.
一名中共代理人承认在纽约运营秘密警察站。一名纽约侨领已承认通过在曼哈顿运营一个秘密警察站充当未注册的中共代理人。
Chen Jingping, a 60-year-old U.S. citizen, pleaded guilty on December 18th in front of U.S. District Judge Nina Morrison, a development that prosecutors lauded as the latest progress in countering the Chinese regime's transnational repression scheme.
60-岁的美国公民陈金平于12月18日在美国地方法官尼娜·莫里森面前认罪。检察官称，这是打击中共政权跨国打压计划所取得的最新进展。
Chen was one of two individuals the FBI arrested in April 2023 over the illegal police station, one of more than 100 identified overseas Chinese police outposts Beijing had operated globally. He faces up to 5 years in prison.
陈金平是2023年4月联邦调查局因非法警察站逮捕的两名嫌疑人之一。这是北京在全球运营的100多个海外中共警察站之一。他面临最高五年的监禁。
The New York site runs under the cover of a Chinese organization called the American Changle Association in Manhattan's Chinatown. The association ostensibly serves as a mingling place for immigrants from China's southeastern Fujian province, where the namesake district Changle is based.
纽约的这个警察站在曼哈顿华府一家名为美国长乐协会的华人组织掩护下运作。该协会表面上是福建省东南部的移民聚集地，长乐区正是该协会名称的由来。
Chen was the Secretary General of the Association at the time of the arrest, while the other man, Liu Jiangwang, was the former president. Liu, also known as Harry Liu, has pleaded not guilty to the charges and is awaiting trial.
陈金平在被逮捕时是该协会的秘书长，而另一名男子卢建旺则是前任会长。卢建旺亦称 Harry 卢，已对指控表示不认罪，并正等待审判。
The station was set up in mid-February 2022 and had since assisted an official from China's Ministry of Public Security, the country's police apparatus, to locate a person of interest, a California pro-democracy advocate who had served as an advisor to the 2022 congressional candidate from New York State, the federal complaint states.
联邦控诉书指出，该警察站于2022年2月中旬成立，之后协助中共公安部官员追踪一名加州的支持民主的人士。这位倡导者曾在2022年担任一位纽约州国会议员候选人的顾问。
Federal prosecutors said their investigation found Liu had a long-standing relationship of trust with Chinese authorities. In 2015, during Chinese leader Xi Jinping's trip to Washington, Liu, along with other local Chinese association leaders, dispatched members of their organizations to participate in counter-protests against public demonstrations by practitioners of Falun Gong. The faith group, persecuted in China since 1999, was attempting to protest the regime's ongoing suppression.
联邦检察官表示，调查发现卢建旺与中共有长期的信任关系。2015年，在中共领导人习近平访问华盛顿期间，卢建旺与其他当地的华人协会领导人一道，派遣他们组织的成员 参加反对法轮功学员的反迫害活动。自1999年以来，法轮功在中国遭受迫害，法轮功学员努力揭露中共的持续迫害。
The court document included a photo showing Liu holding a plaque with a Chinese police official celebrating his work in ensuring that members of Falun Gong's religion did not disturb President Xi's visit. Liu also acknowledged an affiliation with a former director of the 610 office, a Gestapo-like agency created in 1999 specifically for persecution tasks. He had brought the official to his hometown in China for a tour, court documents show.
法院文件中包括一张照片，显示卢建旺手持一块牌匾，牌匾上写着一名中共公安官员表扬他，确保法轮功成员未干扰习近平主席的访问。卢建旺还承认与610办公室的前主任有关系。610办公室是一个类似纳粹盖世太保的机构，1999年专门为迫害法轮功而设立。法院文件显示，卢建旺曾带这名官员回到他在中国的家乡参观。
The FBI raided the secret police station in October of 2022 and seized the phones of the two men, upon which the agents noted that they had deleted conversations with the Chinese police official, officials said in the complaint.
联邦调查局在2022年10月突袭了这个秘密警察站，并扣押了陈金平和卢建旺的手机。检察官在控诉书中指出，特工发现他们已删除了与中共公安官员的对话记录。
Beijing refuted Chen's guilty plea. The so-called secret police stations do not exist. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Lin Jiang said in a press briefing on December 19th.
中共否认陈金平的认罪。中共外交部发言人林健在12月19日的新闻发布会上称，所谓的秘密警察站并不存在。
U.S. Attorney Breon Peace for the Eastern District of New York said the prosecution was part of their efforts to protect vulnerable people who come to this country to escape the repressive activities of authoritarian regimes. Countering malign activities of foreign states that violate U.S. sovereignty by targeting local diaspora communities is a priority of his office, he said.
纽约东区美国检察官布里昂·皮斯表示，他们努力保护来到这个国家逃避威权政权压迫的弱势群体。这次起诉是其中的一部分。他指出，打击外国国家的恶意活动，特别是那些通过针对当地侨民社区侵犯美国主权的行为，是其办公室的优先任务。
Assistant Attorney General Matthew G. Olson of the Justice Department's National Security Division called Chen's effort in operating the secret outpost brazen. The Department of Justice will pursue anyone who attempts to aid the PRC's efforts to extend their repressive reach into the United States, he said, using the acronym of the People's Republic of China.
司法部国家安全司助理检察长马修·奥尔森称，陈金平运营秘密警察站的行为厚颜无耻。他说，司法部将追究任何试图帮助中华人民共和国扩展其压迫性影响力到美国的人。
Welcome back to the China Show on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Now it's our time to showcase some of the albums by Canadian musicians. First, I'll bring you Bob Heltz and the Maple City. The song is called Friend of Mine. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 Rock China Show 的音乐节目部分。现在呢，又到了我们为大家推荐由加拿大音乐人新晋发行的音乐专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要带给大家的是来自 Bob Hills 和 Maple City演唱的一首歌曲，名字叫做 Friend of Mine， 希望您喜欢。
I fell asleep when I woke up, you were dressing. The night before, was that just a dream? Must you always keep me guessing?We had fun, fell deeply in love, it was a great ball. Now here we are, it's a new day, you built a new wall. And I'm back on the street, got my head in a cloud. It's not hard to see, everything is so loud. Here comes the punchline, baby, you're a friend of mine.Up, you were long gone. The night before a nightmare, it seems everything went so wrong. Feeling strained, words exchanged, it was a bad scene. Now here we are, it's a new day. Please tell me that was a bad dream. And I'm back on the street, got my head in a cloud. It's not hard to see.Here comes the punchline, baby, you're a friend of mine, maybe my best friend, oh, don't let it end, why wait and see what tomorrow may bring, this is everything, you're everything to me.
And produced by Ron Korb, and it's called Island Life. For more information of Ron Korb's music, you can visit ronkorb.com. And the pieces from the album.Titled World Cafe, which is released in September 2018. 接下来要推荐给大家的是来自加拿大音乐人 Ron Korb 作曲并制作的音乐作品，名字叫做 Island Life。 the Chinese version of Jingle Bell, Plex is another kid's song. Again, it's a Chinese version. It's called Santa Claus. Hope you enjoy. Segment of the Chinese show, and the song is called White Christmas, and it's vocal by Zhu Baola, and Hershey wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And Hershey also is very thankful to all our listeners for accompanying me in the past year. And I hope to get your continuous support next year. 听众朋友，今天要推荐给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是来自朱宝拉演唱的歌曲《圣诞节下雪》。在这里呢，何西感谢大家收听我们的节目，也感谢大家一年来对我们节目的支持。祝大家有一个愉快的圣诞节和愉快的新年。我们下周同一时间再在空中相会。